105 licences, plan type J. The leader is to move to some defenders. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this paper, members, is to allow our fire safety plan here on the other way to Bay of Hampshire. And last week I attended the Hampshire Fire.
I think it's the corporate in parenting.
Oh, sorry. I attended the Hampshire Fire Authority meeting last week, and at that meeting this plan was approved by Hampshire Fire Authority. Our approval this evening will mean that we are aligned with Hampshire in terms of our integrated risk management process and our safety plan. And I see we have the Deputy Fire Officer in the room this evening, and I thank him for all the work he's done behind the scenes on this. Our joint safety plan sets out our purpose, which is together we make life safer. This means making our community safer, our staff safer, and our organisation safer. The Constitution Institute oversaw the public consultation on this, is referred to at Appendix A, and it highlights the support for this approach and aligns with the recommendations from HMIC Fire and Rescue Service, which is the inspector body. Working in partnership with Hampshire, we look to progress our joint shadow fire authority in April of this year. We will then move towards the formation of the new Hampshire and Isle of Wight combined fire authority in April 2021. I can inform members that the Secretary of State yesterday signed the relevant documents for the combined fire authority to come forward, and the document was laid before Parliament today. I think it has 31 days to be considered, and then it will become policy. We have for a number of years experienced the positive benefit of joint working with Hampshire in terms of our fire and rescue service provision. Approval of the paper this evening ensures that we continue on that pathway in the best interest of the community of Hampshire and the Isle of Wight, and it is on that basis that I put before you option one, that full council approves the safety plan as attached at Appendix B, and I look for a second of this resolution.
Thank you, Councillor Apple. Would you like to speak now? No. Thank you. Any other members to speak? Or Councillor Barry is first.
It's a question, really. Going through this plan, the risk assessment, there's no mention of what would happen if there's a major fire or two on the Isle of Wight, not only that in the past, in the Bootsford tank and the metal shop in Broadford tank. How will we get help from Hampshire if, like recently, the Isle of Wight is cut off from the mainland regarding the ferries, etc.? The ferries seem to stop there at the drop of the hat. It was a little while ago, people couldn't get off the island because somebody had turned up to work. So what's going to happen? Surely in this plan, I know there's FNCT and all this, and all sorts of lovely words and economic disadvantages. But the real risk, I think, of this island is if we have prisoners on fire, anything like that, how do we get people across it in the way the weather's changing?
Thank you, Councillor DC Wilcox.
Well, I just want to say, in my 17 continuous years, that is, on this council, I have never known a service that has taken so many twists, turns, changes and hits. And yet, despite that, our fire brigade has remained totally dedicated and thoroughly professional. They continue to keep our residents safe, and I would sincerely like to salute and thank them for the work they do, because honestly, I've never known anything like this, for the amount of difference things that we have to go through, so well done.
Thank you, Councillor. Any other members' statements? I'll ask this leader to sign.
If I must make a comment on Council Barry's comment, it's the fire service and put out fires, not the ferries. There's no change in that respect. And it may well be one of the ferry services, people didn't turn up to work, but some going in cows were in Red Funnel, and when they run very well.
But what happens when they can't run?
It's the same.
Thank you, Chair. I think the professionals within the brigade with this integrated risk management plan have taken everything into account when they've moved this forward. I think what we've got to realise is that the bus left the bus stop a couple of years back when we decided to go down this route. Now, in the budget paper which I missed the debate on, there was an amount moved over to Hampshire, that was $500,000.
Next year.
Next year. Well, there we go. So that's going over. We've lost the freehold of our fire stations and assets there. But let's stick with what we've got tonight. Tonight is the IRMP. It's about how the professionals are going to tackle things. And as Councillor PC Wilcox and Albury said, they haven't failed us yet. I think that there has been good input from all sides, and indeed consultations gone on quite readily being accepted. I think that the Home Office is going to be looking at the governance of, and indeed the IRMP as well, probably in more depth than anyone in this chamber has so far tonight. So I should be voting for it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Steele, would you like to sum up, please? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I'll just address a question from Councillor Barry, and perhaps your waste colleagues have already just said it's no different to where we are now. We already have additional numbers of officers here on that are predicated on the basis that we are now. That is exactly the same for the position we are for the police service. And there are also arrangements with ferry companies when they are running. You can get additional resources here. And we'll also echo the comments by various members. I think on service measures now, our firefighters have shown their commitment and stance to the airport. And I actually have no concerns in that quarter. That would be any different. And I've actually don't think the community will notice the difference in the service they get now. In fact, if anything, we will benefit from the experience we get from having Hampshire and Rotherham working together. I've been over to recently, I've been going to the office of the police at Newport, and anybody that's there with another council about that will do. And we are very lucky, we have good fire service, and I don't see this cause us any difficulties.
Thank you, Councillor. We discuss this to the point where we need to go to the vote. There's a favour of the proposal. Please raise your hands, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35.
Anybody else? Any extensions? That motion is carried. Thank you very much.